Philip Semper-Pierre, Archdeacon and Curator. Today's date is 02/10/2022. Dictation is for Bishop Arvin. Arvin spells A-R-V-I-N. Bishop spells B-I-S-H-O-P. Date of birth is 06/07/1977. This is a 45-year-old gentleman here with painful rash on his nose and cheek, period. Rash is located on the right side of his face, period. He denies trauma. He stated that lesion has been there for approximately 2 days. It started small and eventually gets a little bigger, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, period. Next line, denies blurred vision, double vision, denies neck pain or stiff necks. Next line, patient reports a tender mass in his anterior cervical triangle on the right side, the same side with the rash, period. Next paragraph. Denies respiratory problems, denies chest pain, denies abdominal pain, denies body aches, period. Denies joint pains, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next line, past surgical history. Surgery on his right arm. Next line, family history. None. Next line, social history. Denies tobacco use, denies drug use. Reports occasional alcohol use. Next line, allergies, none. Next line, medication, none. Next line. Physical exam. He's alert oriented. Innocuous distress. His vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 125/86. Pulse 69. Respiration 14. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. Face. Right side is an erythematous macule that's tender to touch. Lesion is present on the right side of his nares also. There's no vesicles, no bulli. Next line, eyes, no erythematous conjunctiva, no discharge, no bleeding. EOM, full range of motion with no restrictions. Visual acuity, patient counts fingers with no difficulties. Next paragraph, neck. Tender anterior cervical triangle nodes present. Full range of motion, no rigidity. I'll go back to eyes and please remove Kung's finger with no difficulties. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, non-distended. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. The only skin lesion is present on his face and was described above, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is localized cellulitis, number 2 is a painful rash, number 3 cervical lymphadenopathy. Next paragraph, in clinic today, patient received an injection of Rocephin, 1 gram. He was observed in the clinic for approximately 25 to 30 minutes, after which he displayed no signs and symptoms of reaction to the medication. He reports no no discomfort after the medication was administered. He said he's comfortable with my discharge plans. Strict return precautions were given. He was sent home with the following medication: 1, doxycycline, 100 milligrams, 1 POBID. 10 days, number 20, next medication. Mupirocin, 2% gel, apply 3 times daily for 7 days. He was given the opportunity to ask questions, said he has none. He was advised to come back to the clinic if he does not improve or go to nursing emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.